Hello, good evening, and welcome to News Pucks. It's Wednesday the 9th of April, and this here is the news.
Here is some news.
Last night, George Clooney and Renée Zellweger from Hollywood were in town doing the red carpet stuff for their new film, Leatherheads. I happened to be sat next to some girls yesterday who... had been queuing for George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
They were quite comical to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. They've been queuing for since 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not ridiculously long. Very excited. But what they said, he was, isn't he handsome, they said. But it's weird, he's not as glamorous as he looks in the magazines. So that's the verdict on Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't wait for Renée Zellweger. I think the phrase he used was, who the fuck would wait for Renée Zellweger? And they weren't keen on her.
I was actually there.
Were you? Mm. Oh, I didn't realise.
I couldn't see anything.
Well,
I could see a load of people crowding round. And I heard a woo! And some clapping and stuff. It made me raise my eyebrow. Carried on walking.
Didn't see the Clooney then?
No.
Okay, well, the verdict was handsome but not glamorous.
Do you want a man to be glamorous?
I don't know, I mean, famous people often have a sort of a shininess to them, don't they? They're quite successful and they've been kind of well groomed, I suppose, is the thing. Marks and Spencers have killed a lamb.
What do you mean they've killed a lamb?
Well, this is quite stupid. I imagine they've killed not just a lamb, but many lambs to produce a succulent lamb dish. But apparently, they've promotional balloons. You know, people do promotional balloons in outside shops and things.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Sometimes they fly off into the sky. Eventually they land. This one landed in a field full of sheep. A newborn lamb accidentally fell on the balloon and nearly got strangled by it. But it managed to survive. I miss balloons, particularly promotional balloons.
But how could a lamb get injured by a balloon?
Well, it's deflated and then it becomes a sort of stringy weird thing. And I think it got tied up in its ribbon, in the ribbon that was attached to the balloon.
Was it like a long balloon?
It was, a vet found it. No, a farmer found it. It had a string from an M&S balloon wrapped around its neck and foot. And apparently it's diabolical. I think the farmer felt that because, of course, it nearly destroyed a lamb, which he would have got a bit of money for, probably only 20p in this day and age. But, you know, he's going to get eaten anyway.
Maybe the lamb was a special lamb that was a pet lamb.
No, it could have been. It seems odd, though, that just one, you know, they'll just do this for one lamb. It seems an extreme decision. Really. It's only a lamb.
Accidents happen.
They're always cooking lambs in M&S.
There's always something happening somewhere. I'll have hindsight about everything.
Hugo Chavez from off of Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
Big
fan.
Apparently, did 8 hours of broadcasting on Venezuelan television last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal best. But anyway, the big story from Venezuela TV is that they've axed The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's not suitable for children. Which, you know, I suppose in some ways it's maybe it isn't. Not particularly offensive, but instead of 11 a.m. now in the slot that was previously held by The Simpsons, they've got Baywatch Hawaii, in which people wear swimsuits, real people, not cartoon yellow people. And so people are going, oh, that's odd, isn't it, that the family values of The Simpsons is not good enough. But tell you what is good, Baywatch Hawaii, which is full of innuendo and flesh, but you know, it's... I think in Venezuela, it's quite hot, isn't it? So they're probably used to flesh.
She's obviously shaved her nether regions.
Well, you have to if you're going to be in Baywatch.
It looks weird, though, doesn't it?
There is something I think it's the line of her knickers.
Yeah, we shouldn't be able to really see that.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Don't like it one bit.
There is a village called Lunt. Guess what happens there?
I don't know.
People go and change the road sign and make it say cunt. Which is, I imagine, the first time that happened, quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
But people just do it continually. So now, instead of having to completely replace all the road signs or repaint the road signs all the time, they're going to change the name to Lunt, but spelt with an L-A-U-N-T. Nant is how it would be pronounced, but they're not changing the pronunciation.
Well, that's stupid.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it better to just have cunt written across the countryside for all the youngsters to see?
Well, they're going to do it. Whatever it is, anyway. There'll always be something to do, won't there? Pete Doherty, his lawyer, has finally spoken out and said, it's all right, he'll probably be out in 6 weeks, if not... if not a little bit less. And this time
that's still a long time for, you know, a pretty boy in prison.
Well, maybe he'll learn a few lessons of life and think more carefully about how he behaves, and maybe he won't get put in again.
Tell you who should be put in prison. Bluebell Madonna Halliwell, who is 3 years old, and... she yesterday threw a hissy fit at an airport in front of all the paparazzi while she was with her mother, Jerry Halliwell.
I suppose that'd be quite embarrassing for Jerry.
Well, she started off looking quite good-humoured, and then there's a picture of her, but she's got a right face on.
Mm.
A very stern, motherly face, which ages her terribly. She's not going to be happy about that. She'd probably go on one of her freaky eating disorder diets after she sees that picture.
Talking of freakiness, there's a picture of Kylie above her.
Yeah, she looks weird.
She's...
too much Botox.
That's, I think that's the first picture I've seen of Kylie where I've thought, ooh.
There's a few of them out there.
There's, She looks like the Bride of Wildenstein. Almost. Not far off.
Yeah, I could see what you're saying.
Or, not far off Joan Rivers, really. A younger Joan Rivers.
Actually, she's got a very much Joan Rivers makeup sort of look there.
Mm.
So overall, yeah, I can see what you're saying.
She wants to...
she is 40, so...
she wants to just be a bit careful, slow down on that. The odd line doesn't matter, does it?
No, it gives you character. Now, contrary to what we reported yesterday, Mohammed Al-Fayed isn't taking his court case to the space police.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually said, you know what, I give up. I still am convinced that his son was killed by the Duke of Edinburgh. But he says, what I'm going to do now is stop this inquest. Because, do you know why?
Why?
For the sake of William and Harry, who, you know, obviously miss their mother, and it puts them through the ringer.
I think maybe he just likes being a bit involved with the royal family.
He absolutely does. But also saying, this is exactly what he said, enough is enough. For the sake of the two princes, who I know love their mother, I am sure they are blessing in their deep heart what I'm doing to discover the truth. All right, so what they're really pleased about is you calling their stepmother a crocodile and basically accusing their grandfather of murder. Yeah, I'm sure they're really grateful for that. Well done, Mohammed Al-Fayed.
I'm saying that their whole family is from Dracula.
Yeah, he said some horrible things about all their relations, but I'm sure they're thanking you deep in their hearts.
Mm.
I'm sure they're thanking you for shutting the fuck up, actually. I am convinced.
We'll see if he does. 5 years today since the statue of Saddam Hussein was pulled down by...
That was an exciting moment, wasn't it?
It was. It was one of those things that was... it seemed like it was going to be an important thing, but actually it was not. It was just a statue being pulled down.
But it symbolised so much. There's a fella who's been called Basil Bolte because it rhymes with Basil Fawlty and he runs a curry house.
All right.
It's a clever pun. He's been called this after an incident happened at his restaurant.
What incident?
Well, I'll tell you. There's a couple went...
What couple?
It's Mr. and Mrs. Follett.
Where are they from?
Well, I'm not sure, but he's 40 and she's 41.
Interesting.
And the restaurant is in Newport in Gwent. So I'm guessing they're from there as well. I don't think they were on holiday. I think they were just a local couple.
Local couple? And what, they thought...
They thought, we'll go out for a curry. It's curry,
Indian, is it?
Tandoori, Bolte.
Nice. What did they order?
Well, they ordered a couple of poppadoms to start.
I'd have poppadoms followed by really nice sagaloo. Followed by butter chicken. Or maybe a...
You'd have sagaloo as a side dish.
Maybe
a bit of pilau rice and a naan bread. Or peshwari naan.
Peshwari naan. Ooh. Or a nice kind of fruity chickeny curry.
A bit of Kashmiri or something like that.
Kashmiri, yeah. Mm. With a bottle of cobra and a napkin.
Oh, hot towel.
Oh, hot towel.
And then a little mint. Anyway, they ordered their food, and then there was an incident. I think they'd had the starter. The main course was on its way, and Mrs. Follett went to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
When she got to the toilet, she witnessed another customer fall over, and she banged head against the sink, and she cut her head open.
Mm-hmm.
So Mrs. Follett went back to the seat. She went, I tell you what, I've just seen a load of blood in the toilet. I've just seen an incident. I don't fancy the rest of my dinner. Let's go. So they left. The bill was £47. They went, right, we'll leave £30 because we've not eaten this. And we'll go. And then the restaurateur, Basil Bolte, went mental, locked them in and said, you make me sick, you're bastards, you're fucking rubbish, he said to them, because they wouldn't pay their full bill.
Well, they had ordered it and received it. There's not much you can do with it.
Well, that's what I think. I think he's... I mean, he may have dealt it in the most reasonable of ways, but...
But then...
He probably shouldn't have locked them in. But at the same time, I think he's probably on the right.
I can kind of side with Basil Bolte, to be honest, because it must be very frustrating when people are, like that. Whatever she'd seen in the toilet. I don't know what she'd seen in the toilet, but it's probably just a bit of...
And they complained to the police about
it. Bit of a period or something.
Well, she cut her head open. Yeah, a gash. Gash her head. Not head, a gash.
All right. Big difference.
He said that they should pay for the entirety of their food, whether they'd eaten it or not. Which I think, unless you're complaining because the food's awful, then,
Yeah. Good, yeah, and also...
He got off with it, you'll be pleased to know. He pretty much got off with it. He got £95 fine for being abusive and using language with intent to wound or something.
Well, it'd be, who in their right mind would order a lovely meal, wait for it to arrive and then think, I'll just go home. It'd be lovely to have a curry.
Well, even if you had teased them and had a little accident, as long as they were okay and they were sorted out, they put plaster on, you wouldn't go, ooh, oh no, I tell you what, a curry looks exactly like a woman with a cut on his head, it's put me off.
She's obviously very oversensitive. And probably oversensitive to somebody swearing at her as well.
There is a court case happening about Star Wars at the moment. There's a fella who made the original Stormtrooper helmet, so well done, they're good. But he now makes copies and sells them to people for about £2,000. George Lucas has said, hang on, they were my idea. Actually, it was my film and I paid for it, so you can't use the image. I've got the copyright, matey. You can't just go around making them for people for your own profit. And it's gone to court. Apparently, they've already had this court case in America, it's now come to this country.
And I think Lucas had made enough money not to be bothered by that. Well, bastard.
You think he would? I don't know, I don't quite know what the principle is, but I think it's probably pure greed. But he's already won a £10 million lawsuit in America. I don't know why they've suddenly brought it over here. There you go.
Ridiculous. The Olympic torch is in the US of A.
Gee, sure.
It's going
to Are they protesting over there as well?
No.
They don't give a shit.
No.
About human rights. They don't really in America, do they?
But George Bush did burn his finger on it. He fused his two smallest fingers together on the torch.
The plastic ones?
Yeah, on the plastic ones. So he's not going to be able to do any...
I meant the plastic fingers.
All right, he's not going to be able... Has he got plastic fingers?
Yeah, that's why they fused together.
No, no. When
does that happen when you burn yourself?
Yeah, it can do.
Don't like that.
No.
It looks like it's going to rain, though. There's all that furniture out on the roof. Let's not think about that. Let's think about the podcast. And did he go, ouch? What did he say?
This fucking torch, fucking Chinese, I'm gonna fucking kill him.
Nuke the bastards.
They're on my new axis of evil because I got a new protractor.
Bad news there for China. Is he gonna do it after the Olympics, though? Or before?
Oh, we'll probably do it during.
Bastard. An Oxfam shop has received a record-breaking donation of albums. A widow gave her husband's 4,000 classical LPs to an Oxfam in Devon. So they've got an amazing collection now. I bet she was bloody glad to get rid of them, wouldn't she?
Well,
I think 4,000 is not that many, but it's actually, that would take up a lot of space.
I think it's quite sad that, I mean, I don't know how long you've been dead, but I think it's quite sad that she...
But what else is she going to do with them? I tell you what, she loves the Arctic Monkeys and a CD. She doesn't want to listen to classical LPs.
I suppose it's nice, you know, somebody else can listen to them. That's always a good thing.
And she's given them to charity, which is nice. I think possibly my local charity shop's going to get a record-breaking donation of videos soon from
really?
Me.
Really?
I've looked into recycling, and it costs you money to send it to the company so they can recycle it, I think. I don't mind I could pay postage, but I'm not paying you to take them away, so you can make them into something else. You can have them for free, but I'm not paying you to take them away.
No.
Apparently, the jeweller Tiffany is suing eBay for selling fakes.
Hmm.
Do you know anyone who's ever sold a fake Tiffany item on eBay?
No, I don't. A little baby. Little baby was born a little bit premature.
Oh dear, was he very
and poor? Then he had three heart attacks very quickly. It was very poorly. So they put him.
Did you have wires coming in? Wires coming out of his skin.
You carry dust. I'm a medic dust. Good to see you. Just laying there against you.
In a fish tank.
But.
Is it better now?
It's all right. They put pacemaker in him.
Looking at him now, you'd never know.
They put pacemaker in him, and seems to be doing the job. I'd be terrified of having to have a pacemaker.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? But it's a bit like being a cyborg.
I mean, frightening. But I suppose you get used to it. But anyway, little baby.
Little baby.
It's okay. Baby Liam.
What's it called?
Baby Liam.
Baby. Good luck, baby Liam.
I suppose his full name is William. Good luck, little William. Look at your tiny little hands and your cute little legs.
I like his baby growing.
It'd be nice when that rash has gone off his face. Bye, Liam. Bye, little William. Gonna turn the page now. I'll probably never see you again.
Now,
little baby.
It is a big old load of old bollocks.
What?
Someone has spent some time doing a survey about what people look for in a face when they're looking A for love and B for one night stand. So men like women with large eyes and lips because they think they'll be up for it for a one night stand. And then women like... men who look a bit girly because they think that they want to settle down.
That's just bollocks, isn't it?
Basically, it's something like, look at that person. Do you think they want a fling or do you think they want to settle down?
And you think, well, how? What's it got to do with what they look like?
Mm.
Also, because people, I mean, I suppose it's about perception, isn't it? But it's just stupid. Why would you even ask someone that? Pointless. Because, you know, people change, don't they? At some point in your life, you're looking for a bit of a. Later on in your life, your face doesn't change that much. Might be a bit more wrinkly. But yeah, then you're probably looking for a bit more of a stable relationship.
Looking for
with a horse.
A little baby lamb.
Baby. So anyway,
it just angered me because it was so utterly pointless.
Yeah, it is pointless. Here's the teddy phone that was on Dragon's Den.
A teddy phone?
It's for children, very small children.
Babies have a phone.
And they have, it has four buttons on it, so it will go to like the mum, grandparents.
Is it for emergencies?
It's an emergency thing, but if the parents get worried about something, it's got a tracker on it so they can listen in. And it's got a few tracker devices on it.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster in many ways.
Yeah, I mean.
I imagine the kid would just. Does it not just run up a big phone bill phoning its granny all the time? Going, Baba Dana Pong!
Baby, my pacemaker's gone on! But it's kind of a good idea, but then you think, well, kids shouldn't be wandering around not supervised.
No, they shouldn't. I'd get up to all sorts. Graffitiing and that.
You shouldn't really need one. But
children do love phones, don't they?
They like playing with them, don't they?
Yeah, because they see grown-ups doing it all
phones
the time.
Phones and keys.
My friend Ellen, who is nearly two, she has a Teletubby phone.
Oh, does she?
Yes, so we had a little chat on it the other day. It doesn't work, obviously, it's just a bit of plastic.
Oh, that sounds rubbish! I thought it would work!
Do you know what then in my day, if you're for an emergency?
What?
Two tin cans held together with a bit of string.
New series of Property Ladder on tonight.
Brilliant!
It'd be interesting to see what Beanie says about the credit crunch.
Well, she probably filmed it before. I'll be interested to see what she's done to her hair this series. I hope she's avoided any tacky highlights.
Hopefully.
It's the one downside of Beanie, really, isn't it? Is that she sometimes has really bad hair.
And sometimes she wears bad trousers. Bad bras.
And she's always pregnant.
Yeah.
But she does know a lot about houses.
She does. I respect the woman. Apparently there's a couple tonight, they bought a £600,000 3-bedroom property in Hampshire.
Cunt.
Their plan is to double it in size and sell it for a cool 7-figure sum.
Greedy bastards.
Beanie's plan is to knock it down and start again.
Oh, interesting.
That's what my landlady did in Hastings. She bought a cottage.
Oh, a nice pretty cottage.
And thought about doing it up and whatnot, and then in the end, it was easier for her to just knock it down, start from scratch.
Sometimes it is. But, depends how pretty they are.
It does seem quite wasteful.
Well, you sometimes could reuse the materials.
Well, if we watch it, we'll find out whether they did or not. Oh, what else is on tonight, Michelle?
The Apprentice is on!
At 9 o'clock after Property Ladder.
Yes, and then after The Apprentice, you can watch The Apprentice You're Fired
mm-hmm.
for extra material. And then after that, you can watch Dexter, which I managed to stay awake for the whole episode last week. So I'm going to try and do that again. See if I can make it to two in a row. I love telly on a Wednesday. The Apprentice should be good tonight. They have to do a themed restaurant, I believe.
Oh, that'd be funny. Good.
Oh, I've just read what happens tonight. I think the girls are going to lose again.
Oh, and if you don't like The Apprentice, there's a Channel 5 Extra.
If you don't like The Apprentice, why on earth are you listening to this?
There's an idiot savant.
Oh, is it this the fellow who does the paint, the autistic fellow who does the very detailed pictures?
Mm.
He's good in. Good at drawing.
Yes, very good.
Right, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Next week, when we've got loads of stuff in store for you next week, we've got loads of exciting guests coming into the studio.
Oh my God, absolutely.
We've got loads of new news. We've got the update on the credit crunchy. We've got news for you on fashion, shopping, and more. So tune in.
Oh, that's giving me a headache. Bye.